The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org. Good afternoon. It's just after 3 p.m. on Saturday, April 4th, and you're listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Sam, and with me, as usual, is Becky. How are you, Becky?
I'm doing well, Sam.
Fantastic. Do you have any news for us?
Well, as always, state-level updates on the COVID-19 pandemic can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Health department officials are staffing a coronavirus Q&A line 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week at 1-800-525-0127. And for interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. Dialing 311 from your phone in Tacoma will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. And dialing 211 helps connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way. You can also visit wa211.org online.
Moving on to state-level information, the CDC and the Washington State Health Department now recommend that people wear cloth face coverings when they are in public settings, especially in places where you cannot maintain 6 feet of physical distance between yourself and others. Cloth barriers can reduce the release of infectious particles into the air when someone speaks, coughs, or sneezes, including someone who has COVID-19 but feels well. The department notes that wearing cloth face coverings will not prevent the spread of COVID-19 without other protective measures, such as abiding by the stay-at-home order and thoroughly washing your hands. When you wear a face covering, wash your hands before and after touching and adjusting the mask.
Closer here to home, the Pierce County Health Department issued guidelines for all long-term health care facility staff to wear a mask at work. Patients with respiratory symptoms must also wear masks during patient care and transport. More info on guidance for long-term care facility workers can be found at tpchd.org, that's the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website, or by calling 1-800-992-2456.
Moving on to regional information, Sound Transit will reduce routes and service starting Monday, April 6th. Link Light Rail trains will run every 20 minutes instead of every 14 minutes. South Transit Express buses operated by King County Metro and Pierce Transit will experience some reductions in frequency or cancellations. Sounder South weekday service has already been reduced to 8 round trips. Riders can visit soundtransit.org or call 1-888-889-6368 for general inquiries and 1-800-823-9230 for languages other than English. Well, that's all the information we have for today. You can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma non-emergency information line. You can dial 211 for statewide community resources. If you'd like to talk to me or me and Becky, you can email us at daily@ktqa.org. Our phone number is 253-330-8821, and we accept both voice calls and texts to that number. If you'd like to listen to our back episodes and the interviews that we've done, you can go to our website at daily.ktqa.org. It's Saturday, so we don't have an interview for you today. Becky and I are going to get on with our weekend, and we hope you do too. Have a good weekend. Stay home. Stay safe. This is KTQA LP 95.3 FM, Hilltop Tacoma.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.